plan this whole thing?
To make our own choices. We pay our own prices.
5 years is a long time.
Where's the fucking money?
All part of the business.
You made a choice once.
What choice?
The one out.
I looked over everything, sir, and I don't think there should be any problems. Yes, sir, I ordered the vanity, and I looked at the tub. I'm pretty sure we could rot it out. Yeah, I'll start everything first thing tomorrow. Thanks again for this opportunity, Mr. Bianchini. Yeah.
Hi. My name's Violet. We sort of met on the elevator.
Sure, I'm Corky.
Corky? Well, I heard you working in here, and I was just wondering if you'd like a cup of coffee.
Sure. Come on in. Just give me a second.
All right. So what happened to Rajiv?
He went back home to India, someplace. But I think we'll be back.
So this is just a temporary situation for you?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, one day at a time.
I guess you were straight black.
Good guess. Thanks.
My pleasure. To be perfectly honest, I did have a slightly ulterior motive. I was wondering if I might ask you a little favor.
Favor?
Yeah. You see, I'm kind of a night person, and I was wondering if you might wait a little bit before you start using the power tools.
Sorry.
Oh, no. It's not your fault. It's just the walls here are so terribly thin.
Really?
It's like you're in the same room. But if it's too much trouble, I understand.
No, it's no trouble at all. I got a lot of stuff I gotta do.
You're doing all the work yourself?
Mm.
That is so amazing. I am so in awe of people who can fix things. My dad was like that. We never had anything new. Whenever anything was broken, he would just open it up, tinker with it a little bit, and fix it. His hands were magic. I'll bet your car is 20 years old.
Truck.
Truck. Of course.
63 Chevy.
I knew it. Well, I guess it should be going. You can drop the cup off at any time.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
Five years, 2 months, 16 days.
Ooh.
How you doing, Sue?
Like shit. Well, now that we're all caught up, can I buy you a drink?
Thanks.
Welcome home. So, did you get a job yet?
Yeah. Some plumbing, painting and shit.
I mean a J-O-B. A real job.
Nope. Not for me, Sue. I'm just here to get laid. I never love a man the way that I love you.
Jesse, what's happening here? Wait, I know you.
I don't think so.
I didn't know you were out.
When you get tired of catting and lazy, find me. Just fine. Yep. I got the tub drained all clean out. What apartment?
Oh, no. Shit. I didn't know he would call you. You must think I'm a total nuisance.
Not exactly.
I'm sorry, I would usually call Rajiv, but I didn't know what to do, so I called Mr. Bianchini.
He said you lost something?
Yeah. Come on in. I was doing the dishes, and just as I pulled the stopper, my earring fell in. That's why I got upset. It's one of my favorites.
You got a pot or a bucket?
Believe it. I can't thank you enough. You have to let me pay you something.
No.
No?
I told Bianchini I'd do it. I did it.
Well, if you won't take money, how about a drink? You can't work all night.
All right. One drink.
Oh, what you like.
Beer.
Beer. Of course. Sit down.
Thanks.
You seem uncomfortable. Do I make you nervous, Corky?
No.
Thirsty, maybe.
Curious, maybe.
That's funny. I'm feeling a little bit curious myself. That's a great tattoo. Beautiful labrys. Are you surprised I know what it is?
Maybe.
I have a tattoo. Would you like to see it? A woman in upstate New York did it for me. I can. Took her all day to do it. She promised it wouldn't hurt, but it was sore for a long time after. I couldn't even touch it. But now I love the way it feels.
What are you doing?
Isn't it obvious? I'm trying to seduce you.
Why?
Because I want to. I've wanted to ever since I saw you that day in the elevator. I know you don't believe me, but I can prove it to you. You can't believe what you see.
You planned this whole thing. You dropped that earring down, think on purpose, didn't you?
If I say yes, will you take your hand away?
No.
Violet! Vi, you home?
Yeah, I'm right here, see.
What's this? What the fuck is this?
I didn't expect you.
What the fuck is... Oh.
Corky, this is Caesar. Caesar Corky.
God. I thought... Fucking dark in here.
Corky's doing some work for Mr. Bianchini.
Oh, yeah, right. Don mentioned that to me. I'm sorry. Hi. Welcome to the family. So, you're working with Raji, right?
No. Raji's in India.
She's doing the work herself.
No shit. Well, being Keeney hired you, you must be pretty good with your hands. You know, he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, that's what Violet says.
Family, really. So when'd you get out?
Jesus, Caesar.
What? It ain't no big fucking deal. I know who Don hires. You know, he did time himself. 13 fucking years. What'd you do?
5.
5? That's not bad. What for?
That's none of your goddamn business, Caesar.
You're right. She's right. It's none of my goddamn business. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. Look, I want you to understand one thing, all right? You're amongst good people here. Come on. If you understand what I'm talking about, you're going to take the money. If you don't, then I'm going to have to worry about you. Good. I hate to worry. I got ulcers.
I should be going.
What? Ma, come on, stick around. Right, get her a drink.
No, I gotta go clean out my brushes. Another time.
Right. Another time.
Corky, what are you doing?
Look, I don't think this is a good idea.
I wanted to apologize.
Please, don't apologize. It's one thing I can't stand is women who apologize for wanting sex.
I'm not apologizing for what I did. I'm apologizing for what I didn't. Somewhere. did that.
So Caesar's Mafia, huh?
You have to ask.
No.
Funny. Nobody really calls it that anymore. Caesar just calls it the business.
How'd you meet him?
They took over a club I was working at. Caesar started managing it.
He's a launderer?
Basically.
How long you been with him?
About 5 years.
5 years is a long time.
Yes, it is.
The redistribution of wealth.
Excuse me?
That's what you want to know, isn't it? What I did time for?
The redistribution of wealth?
Yeah, that's what I tell someone I'm trying to get him in my bed.
But I'm already in your bed.
My cellmate would say she did her time for getting caught. She was always a lot more honest than me.
You didn't have to tell me if you didn't want to.
I guess I wanted to.
I'm glad you did.
So am I.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. She is my baby and she lives next door. Every morning before the sun comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. So I know.
I have to leave tonight.
When I'm in trouble,
no, don't, come on, don't make me beg, Violet. Hawk, 2 minutes. Thank you.
Hey, Violet. You look great.
I had this image of you inside of me,
like a part of me. You are so beautiful. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Yes, there is. You didn't want to see me, did you?
There's one thing I can't stand about sleeping with women.
It's all the fucking mind reading.
I don't understand.
I know. Violet, that's because you can't understand. We're different.
We're not that different, Corky.
Let's see. This is the part where you tell me what matters is on the inside. And that inside of you, there's a little dyke just like me.
No, she's nothing like you. She's a whole lot smarter than you are.
Is that what her daddy tells her?
I know what I am. I don't have to have it tattooed on my shoulder.
That's what he's saying. They don't have sex with men.
I don't.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Violet. I heard you. Thin walls, remember?
What you heard wasn't sex.
What the fuck was it?
Work. You made certain choices in your life that you paid for. You said you made them because you were good at something and it was easy. Do you think you're the only person that's good at something? To make our own choices, we pay our own prices. I think we're more alike than you care to admit.
What about that guy this morning?
Like Shelley?
Don't tell me. You're a workaholic.
No, Shelley knows what I am. He saw me in a bar with another woman.
Yeah, I suppose he just wants to watch.
Fuck it. I think you'd better leave.
Yeah, I think I'd better.
Try not to steal anything on the way out.
Where the fuck are you?
Making too much noise.
You hear that, bitch? Shut up.
All right. Give me a towel.
Face. Shut up.
Here. Put it in his mouth.
Caesar, I'm leaving.
Why? Why?
I didn't use a good towel.
Caesar, I'm serious. I can't take this. I have to get out of here.
Why? Because you know him. Ah, you see. Baby, that's what I love about you. You're so fucking sensitive. But I like you here. I want you to stay. You know, this is hard on me, too. I like Shelley. So why don't you watch some TV and put on a cassette or something?
You okay, Violet?
Nick, why is Johnny here? You know how I feel about that psycho fuck.
Caesar, didn't I tell you to get something?
Sure. Sorry, Mick.
You shouldn't have to see this. Why don't you get out of here? Go for a walk.
Caesar wants me to stay.
Don't worry about Caesar. I'll handle Caesar. You just get out of here.
Okay. Thank you, Mickey.
Here you go, Mick.
Hey, Johnny, ease up, okay? Pick him up. Shelley, I'm going to ask you 10 times. You understand? 10 times. Yeah. One. Where's our money?
You're right, Violet. Keep it.
Shelly was skimming from the business. He came to see me yesterday because he was afraid Caesar found out. He wanted to run, but he wanted me to come with him.
Even though he knew about you?
Yeah.
Well, this guy's in love with you, right?
That's what he tells himself, but it's not even about me. You see, he could have run at any time, but he didn't want to.
It sounds like he wanted to get caught.
Yeah, maybe he did. He would brag to me all the time. He was never afraid of Caesar because he didn't know him. Not like I do. I used to be able to block it out. So I just tell myself that I wasn't really there, and so none of it really mattered. But I can't do that anymore. I'm making the same mistake Shelly made. But now, I know what I want. I want out. I want a new life. I see what I've been waiting for, but I can't do it alone. I need your help, Corky. Caesar's gonna get the money. He's gonna bring it.
How much money?
Shelly said it's over $2 million. Yeah. So Caesar's gonna get it. He's gonna bring it by the apartment. He's gonna count it. He's gonna go through the books and try and figure out how Shelly did it.
Wait a minute. Violet, do you know what you're saying? You're asking me to help you fuck over the mob. Violet, these people are serious. You want to know how serious you ask your friend Shelly? These people are worse than any cop because they have lots of money and no rules. You fuck them, you better do it right.
That's why I need your help. You said you were good.
I am good. All right, let's just say for a moment, I believe everything you're saying.
You think I'm lying?
I didn't say that. Since you did, let's say you are. It would have been easy for you to set up Shelly. You could have had him killed knowing that Caesar would bring the money back to the apartment. All you would need to keep yourself clean is someone unconnected. Someone like me.
Is that what you think?
I'm just making a point. You have no idea what you're asking. How much trust it takes two people to do something like this. For me, stealing's always been a lot like sex. Two people who want the same thing, they get in a room, they talk about it. They start to plan. It's kind of like flirting. It's kind of like foreplay. Because the more they talk about it, the wetter they get. The only difference is I can fuck someone I've just met. But to steal, I need to know someone like I know myself.
You think you know me like that?
I want to see the money.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, it ain't mine.
Caesar, what happened?
It was unbelievable, Vi. Unfucking believable. Look at his shirt. Look at it. It's ruined. It all started when Shelly took us to the money. I'll tell you something. Mickey, he knows his shit. He does. Shelly took us right there. So Shelly's down on his knees, right? And he's pulling out this stuff of money from the safe on the floor. And I'm there, I'm standing there, and I'm looking at it, right? Like, holy fuck. And all I can think about is how the fuck was he able to do this when, bang, Johnny caps him. He caps Shelly. Blood goes flying everywhere, all over me, all over the money. I have no idea if this is even all of it. And right then, I go through the roof, and bam, I punched the dumb son of a bitch. I punched him, by right in his dumb fucking face. I didn't give a shit whose son he was. I just wanted to hit him again, smack some sense into the dumb son of a bitch. I mean, look at the shit that I gotta fucking deal with now.
What are you gonna do with it?
I told him to run through the cycles, you know? But no, Johnny calls up the old man, and I guess he's got other plans because he wants to pick up this shit tomorrow night. Where's the laundry detergent?
It's in the linen cabinet.
You said Caesar washed the money?
Yeah.
Then what, exactly?
He hung it up.
He what?
To let it dry. It was unreal. Hundreds paper clipped everywhere like leaves. Then one by one, he ironed all of it.
Did he sleep?
No, and neither did I. All night long, I listened to that sound.
What sound?
The sound of money.
Where is it now?
It's in his office. I saw it this morning. I need to go to the store. It's in a case on his desk.
Does the case lock?
Yes.
Huh. Tell me about Johnny.
Johnny?
Yeah, it sounds like he and Caesar don't like each other.
Like each other? They hate each other.
Why?
I don't know. It happened long before I came around. I think it's basically Caesar thinks Johnny's a complete idiot, but, you know, what can you do? Johnny runs Chicago because Gino's his father.
Who's Gino?
Gino Marzoni.
Marzoni? Isn't Angelo Marzoni head of the Marzoni family?
Yeah, that's his brother.
Shit. Gino Marzoni is coming to your place tonight to pick up the money?
Yeah.
And Johnny Marzoni's his son. That's Johnny?
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus. Gino Marzoni's coming to your place tonight. This is the big deal. Caesar's gonna want to do it right. He's not gonna want to look like an idiot. Has Gino ever been to your place before?
Yeah, twice before.
What happened?
Well, Caesar was really nervous. He kept cleaning the apartment. The first time he picked out the dress he wanted me to wear.
Did Johnny ever hit on you?
Oh, Johnny hits on me all the time. He hits on anything in high heels.
Did Caesar ever see this?
He does it right in front of him.
Oh, this is getting better and better. Go on.
Well, Gino doesn't speak much English, or at least he pretends not to, so he usually gets right to the point. Both times, they only talked for about 5 minutes. They had a drink, and then they left.
What did Gino drink?
Scotch. Glenlivet. I remember that because Caesar made a big deal about it.
I have an idea how to make this work. Go back and get ready. Take your time, make it real. What time did you say they'd be there?
The plane gets in at 7, so I'd say around 8.
All right. Now, at some point, Caesar's gonna quit.
I guess sometime around 6, making sure he's got time to get ready. As soon as he's done, he'll be right there to put a big drink in his hand.
Unbelievable what this girl Shelly did. I'll tell you, Shelly's one smart-ass motherfucker.
I mean, he was one smart-ass motherfucker.
Poor boy. Has to work so hard.
We want him to relax. Unwind.
You look good enough to eat.
Where will you be?
I'll be waiting in the apartment next door.
Waiting for what?
For the shower. That's going to be our signal. When he's done with the shower, you'll go to the bar. You'll get out the scotch that Gino drinks. As you do, the bottle will slip from your hands. An accident.
Hey, what the hell was that?
Why, you can't hear me? Oh, fuck!
Caesar slipped. I was trying to get ready.
How the fuck did you do that?
Caesar, it was an accident. I didn't mean to. Don't worry, I'll get some more.
There's no fucking time!
Don't be silly. There's lots of time. Look, fuck. I'll clean this up and I'll be back before you need the rest.
Fuck! Bye!
When you open the door, I'll be there.
What if he sees you?
He won't.
You can't know for certain that he won't see you.
Trust me.
I'm just asking, what if?
If he does, then I won't have a choice, will I? When I'm inside, I'll get the money. Desk. And at that point, there's no turning back.
When I get the scotch, how do I know you won't just take off?
The same way I'll know that you went to go get the scotch. Trust.
I still don't see how I'm going to get away clean with all the money in the apartment. Someone's going to think I took it.
Not Caesar.
Why?
Because of what you're going to tell him. You got to be as real as you can. The moment you walk through that door with the scotch in your hand, you'll be covered. And that moment's the most important moment of the plan. Because if you're real enough, he's going to believe you. Because deep down, he'll want to.
See? Shit. Sorry, they were early.
What are you talking about?
They just left, didn't they?
What, are you drunk?
You mean they weren't just up here?
No, they're still on their way.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Well, I just saw Johnny downstairs.
What?
Yeah, I was getting out of my car and I saw him in his BMW.
Nah, it couldn't have been.
It was him, Caesar, I'm positive.
Why, that's impossible.
Caesar, I know Johnny. It was him. I screamed when I saw him. I couldn't believe I missed him. I knew you were going to be upset, so I thought I'd stop and apologize and give Gina the scotch, but I honked a couple of times and Johnny didn't even hear me. He didn't stop.
But Gino's plane doesn't get here for another half hour.
Actually, I didn't see Gino in the car.
Johnny as much as you say. The second he opens up that case, he's going to know in his gut that Johnny just fucked him. He'll have no choice. And he can't go after Gino or Johnny. There's only one way out. He'll have to run.
And if he runs, everyone will assume he took the money.
You'll be clean, and we'll be rich.
Jesus, that's beautiful. If you're this goddamn smart, how did you ever get caught?
I had a partner once. She fucked me.
I won't.
I think we're gonna find out.
God.
Caesar. Are you?
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, God.
Why? I've been set up.
Johnny?
That fuck. That fuck.
Why? Why would Johnny do this?
Jesus Christ, Violet, open your fucking eyes. Johnny hates me as much as I hate him. I hate that muddleless rat. Fuck, I hate him. I fucking hate him. I hate him.
But you know he did it.
Yes? So what, Violet? So fucking what? Look, the money is gone, right? Gino's coming to get it. Now, do you think Gino is going to believe me when I tell him his little rat fuck son stole it? Is that what you think? Because I don't. You know what I think? I think I'm a dead man. I'm one in the back of the head. That's what I think.
Caesar, what are we going to do?
Well, I know what Johnny wants me to do. Johnny wants me to run. He wants me out of here. But if I run, then everybody thinks I fucking did it, and he gets away with $2 million clean. I could see him right now. On the way to get Gino, laughing at me, 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 fucking laughing at me. Don't, Violet, please, don't touch me, okay? I gotta think. I gotta fucking think this through!
Caesar.
No, not Violet.
I think we should run.
No.
We should go. We have to go now before it's too late.
No, please. Violet, leave me alone. Please. All right? Just leave me the fuck alone.
All right, Caesar.
I got to think. That's all. I just got to think.
It's me.
What happened?
He totally freaked out. I've never seen him like this. He's out of his fucking mind.
That's all right. As long as he believes it was Johnny.
Believes it? Jesus. It's driving him crazy. He wants to kill him. I don't know, Corky, I don't know. I'm getting nervous. I'm getting really nervous. I don't know what he's gonna do.
It's all right, Violet. It's working. All we gotta do is wait him out and see what he does.
What if he doesn't run?
That means he'll probably kill Johnny.
Oh, Christ, I have to get out of here.
Listen, if he doesn't run, all you gotta do is break down. Go into the bedroom and pack some things. Start crying. Tell him you love him, but you can't take it. You're sorry, but you gotta leave. And just walk out.
All right. Okay.
We're almost there, Violet. Just hang on.
He's coming.
I got it. I know what I have to do. I have to get the money back.
The money. The money's gone.
No. Johnny's got it. I gotta get it back.
But it could be anywhere.
There's not enough time, Violet. Johnny's got to pick up Gino at the airport, right?
That means he's probably got the money with him. He probably got it in the car.
He didn't see you, did he?
No.
It's good. It's good.
that means I got the edge. He doesn't know I know. That's why I put the paper in the case. He wants me to hand it to Gino. Then there's no doubt I did it. Gino put a bullet in me himself. That's not gonna happen. That Jagoff's not gonna set me up. No way, no how. I'm not like this.
This is insane.
What are you doing?
I'm leaving. I don't want any part of this shit. I don't want to be involved.
Can't leave.
The hell I can't.
I need you.
You don't need me. You've never needed me. I can't help you, understand?
I can't let you leave, Violet. Now, if you're not with me, I have to assume you're against me.
Caesar, this is crazy.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Maybe you dropped that bottle of scotch by accident. Maybe you didn't. It would have been so easy to let him in as you left.
You can't believe that.
I've seen the way he looks at you. He's always wanted you. Maybe $2 million finally bought you. Sorry, Violet. I want to trust you. Do you understand? I don't have any other choice. Sure you don't want a drink? Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, Johnny.
Open the fucking door.
Sure, come on up. Hi, look who's here.
Hello, Gino. How are you?
Okay, better now.
You shouldn't have hit me.
You want to get into this now?
No, 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 Susan, not now. You are as radiant as ever, Violet.
Gino, glad never, right?
I bet we did.
And I'll have whatever Violet's drinking.
I'm not drinking.
Oh, well, then neither will I.
No, I'll have a Tanqueray and tonic.
Caesar, 2 TNTs.
Thank you.
Salud, huh? Roy?
Pop? Violet? Susan?
No, Johnny, no.
I gotta make a bet.
No goddamn phone, not now. Jersey, there, come and sit. We're gonna talk now. Johnny, you too. No. Jersey, look at me. Johnny, said to me what happened. Jezebel, you got to do me a favor, a personal favor for me. Huh? You got to start respecting Johnny the way you respect me. Kavish? Good. And you, Johnny, you got to stop acting stupid. You got to earn this respect that Jezebel is going to give. Kavish? Good. Done. Now, where's my money? We know how this was done.
Yeah, I know.
And it won't happen again, eh?
No.
Good, done. We go now.
Whoa, wait a minute, Pop. Jesus Christ. Come on, you got 2 hours till plane leaves.
Che minchia sta facendo?
Well, so, just relax, have a drink.
Stranz. Cesare, ancora, le plane leaves.
So, Cesare, tell me something. What did it total out at?
2.176.
Unbelievable.
Hey, gotcha, man.
Can you believe that, Pilot?
Johnny, study.
Oh, come on, I just want to know one thing. Just one thing after he made such a big deal about it. I bet it wasn't such a big deal, huh, Caesar?
What's that, Johnny?
The money. I bet it wasn't nothing to make it clean after you made such a big fucking deal about
Johnny,
it.
Johnny, what'd I tell you?
It's important to me, Pop. It's a simple question. If you just answer the simple question, that's the end of it.
Where's this going, Johnny?
Just admit it.
Admit what?
That you overreacted. You lost it. Not me. It was your mistake.
You want to play it this way? I could play it this way. You want to know who made a mistake? Open the case.
Caesar.
Shut up, Violet. This is between me and Johnny. You want to do this now? Let's do it. Open the fucking case. Open the case.
Where's the fucking key?
You don't need a key.
Then how the fuck can I open it?
The same way you did before.
What are you talking about?
All right, Johnny. Violet, give me another drink.
Don't you fucking move.
Jesse, kick out the fire.
Where is it, fuckface? Where's what?
The money!
Okay, Caesar. All right, look, I don't know what you're thinking here, but if you don't put down that gun, sit down.
Caesar, what is this?
Gino, your son stole this money to set me up. He fucking stole it, and I can prove it. Violet, tell him. Tell them!
For God's sake, Johnny, do what he says.
For Christ's sake! next one blows up, you're fucking dead.
Looking at a dead man. You're a fucking dead man.
You know? What? You know, don't.
You point the gun at me. You know who I am. I'm Gio Mazzoni. Capisci? Non essere stupido. Dammi la pistola.
No, Gino, please.
Dammi la pistola.
Gino, sit down.
We're family, Cesare. Family, Cesare. Family. Now, give it to me.
Don't shoot.
I had to do it, Violet. You saw it. I had no choice. It was Johnny. Lying rat fuck made me do it.
Hey! Hey! You stupid fuck! You think you could set me up? Huh? You...
I'm a dead man, Johnny. I'm a fucking dead man? Guess again, Johnny. Who's the dead man? Who? Who's dead, fuckface? Who? Who? I can't hear you, Johnny. Guess again. Take another guess, Johnny. Take another fucking guess.
What are you doing?
Maybe 3 hours.
Caesar, what are you going to do?
What do you think we're going to do? We're going to get the money back.
What?
Violet, if we get the money back, then none of this ever happened.
Caesar, you just killed Gina Marzoni.
No, I didn't. Not if the bodies disappear. Not if the money's here. Then they never showed up.
What happened to them?
I don't know. Maybe we'll never know. My guess, it was a job. Maybe the Carpellas. All part of the business. Look, once we find the money, then everything's gonna be all right. Fuck.
Oh no. Caesar, what are we going to do?
They're just cops. Stall them as long as you can.
Hello?
artist, if you can buzz in, please.
Gunfire. Is this a joke?
No joke, ma'am.
How do I know that you're really the police?
Ma'am, you have to open the door.
All right. Sometimes you hear stories.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
Hey, hey! Fargo's finest. How's it going tonight, Phyllis?
So good, sir.
Look, I'm sorry. Got a bum ear. Can't hear shit with it. My name is Caesar, and this here's my Violet. So, Violet tells me there's some problems about gunshots.
Yes, sir. A neighbor in the building called in.
I think we know what happened.
Probably just the television.
Oh, the television, honey. Why didn't you turn it off? This happened before. This year I was born with it, and today the batteries went dead on my hearing aid. I'm sorry.
It's all right, sir.
No big deal.
Listen, I hate to trouble you guys. Can I get you a beer or something?
No, not on duty. Sorry.
But, do you mind if I use your bathroom?
No, sure. It's right over here.
Thanks.
Listen, you mind if I make myself a drink? Yeah, right there.
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead, sir. This is a beautiful place.
Thank you.
condo.
Okay, let's roll.
Oh, try to keep extra batteries around for the 8, okay?
Good idea.
Daddy! I can't wait to see Caesar's face when he finds out.
Late, but look, I don't know if this is a big deal, but they ain't showed up yet.
What? They ain't there?
No. I call the airport, plane landed on time. I even call over at Johnny's house, but there's no answer there.
Okay. Let me call around. I'll see what I can do. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Caesar, you still have the money?
Oh, yeah, Mick, I still got the money. staring right at it.
Good. Sit tight. I'll call you.
Bye.
So I'll start packing. You know what you have to do.
I'll use Johnny's car to dump the bodies in the lake. I need plastic bags, rope, tape.
Just hurry. Please, Corky, please. Thank God.
Still here.
I was so afraid you were going to leave me.
You don't quit on me, Violet. I won't quit on you.
Corky, it worked. He's going to run. He needs to take care of the bodies to buy himself a little time, but as soon as he leaves, it's over. Just a little while longer. Corky. I want to tell you something.
I know, Violet. I know. It's why I'm still here.
Fucking gun or die. Drop it! Turn around.
You?
Holy fucking Christ.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Hey. Come on. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up, you fucking dyke.
Good.
I know everything now.
So I don't want to hear any I don't know bullshit. You understand?
God. I should have seen this coming the minute I met you. Everybody knows your kind can't be trusted. Fucking queers, you make me sick.
But you made a fatal mistake.
You tried to fuck the wrong guy. And I swear to you, I'm gonna kill you for it. Where's my money?
Don't tell him.
Shut up, Violet.
He can't kill you.
Violet?
Not until he has the money.
Now, where is it?
Lick me.
Where is my money?
Either pull the trigger or get that fucking thing out of my face.
Fucking cunt.
Caesar, stop acting like an asshole and think.
Violet, don't try to tell me what to do.
You need the money just like we do.
Shut up!
Why don't you let us go? We'll make a deal.
Shut the fuck up! What did you do to her, huh? What did you fucking do to her? That's not my Violet. What did she do to you?
Everything you couldn't.
You ungrateful fucking bitch. Vi, you were nothing before you met me. Don't you remember you had nothing? Who gave you this place, huh? Who gave it to you? I did, Vi. I did. You were nothing. You had nothing.
What a load of crap. Take a look at yourself, Caesar. You're nothing but a common thug. You launder money for the mob. You rent women like you rented this apartment. You used me, Caesar. You used me, that's all. Just like I used you. All part of the business.
You betrayed me.
You murdered Gino.
Yeah, sure. You made me. I had to do that.
Bullshit. You did it. You did it because you couldn't stand the thought of Johnny fucking you.
Shut up.
You shut up.
All right, Violet. All right. You want the business, Violet? All of the business? I'll fucking give it to you. I'll give you all of it. I'm gonna make you fucking suffer. Just like Shelly, Violet. Just like fucking Shelly.
Sorry, Corky.
Don't be sorry. Help me.
Oh, no, no, no. Hey, Vi, do you remember these? All right, I'm going to start with Violet. So you get an idea of what's coming. I'm going to ask you 10 questions. Every time I don't get an answer, I cut off a finger. Where's the money? I said, where's the money? All right, I'll tell you. It's in the apartment next door. I put it in the paint drums. Good. Now, I promised you I would kill you. Remember?
You can't kill me.
Oh, really? Why not?
I could be lying.
You're gonna be sorry you said that. Fuck.
right now, if that's what you want. Or you can live. But I need your help. You gotta help me make Nikki believe that everything is normal. No. What do you want to do? Do you want to live?
Mick, you scared the shit out of me.
What are you guys doing with your peckers in your hand? You gonna do me, Mickey? Is that it?
No, Cease. There was no answer.
I thought I heard some knocking at the door.
I was buzzing. I was knocking. But I guess you couldn't hear me on account of being in the shower.
Yeah, well, you know, Mick, I'm all wound up. I'm driving myself crazy over this Gino thing and, well... Vi, you know, she thought maybe she could, you know, relax me and,
That Violet is one nice lady. I wish someone would help me relax.
Let me, we'll get you guys a drink, huh?
I got whatever you want.
We was worried about you, Cease.
Me? Why?
Yeah, we went over to Johnny's place just to check it out. It was busted up. Bad.
What?
Started thinking maybe it's about the money. So I call you. But all I get is the busy signal. I figured the phone is off the hook. That's why I come rushing over here.
Fuck the phone. Shit. That was me. I did that. Fuck. That was a stupid thing to do, huh?
Hey. If Violet was helping me relax... I'd probably do the same thing. This is, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Why did you move all the furniture around? Let me guess. That was Violet's idea, too.
Yeah, actually, she was nervous about Gino coming. You wanted everything to look perfect, and you know women, Mick.
Sure, Cease. They make us do stupid things, don't they? Is that the money?
Yeah, that's it.
What did it total out at?
2.176.
That fucking Shelley.
Could have handed it to the guy, but Jesus, if I were him, I would have bailed a long time ago. I mean, how much money does a man need? I remember, I was just staring at all this goddamn money. Shelley, down on his knees. The next thing I know, Johnny just blows his head off. What a fucking mess. Johnny's laughing his ass off, and that's when Caesar lost it. And boom, he cold-cocked him. He cold-cocks fucking Johnny Marzo. He's Caesar. Where's the key?
They're in my pants in the bathroom.
Fuck it. I don't need the key.
I didn't need a key to get in here, did I?
And
would answer it? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Caesar. This is Gino.
What?
You're blowing your only chance, asshole. Act like I'm Gino.
Holy Christ, we've been worried sick about you, Gino.
Good boy.
It's Gino.
Where the hell is he?
We were in a car accident.
We were in a car accident.
But everybody's all right.
Everybody's all right, just bruises and shit.
Unfucking believable. I call those highway patrol dumb fucks.
Wait, please, I'm trying to hear Gino.
Now you listen to me, asshole. I know your gun is behind the bar. Either we make a deal right now or I come out and I hand this phone to Mickey.
I'm listening.
All right. I want what's mine. I want half the money. We get rid of Mickey and no one else dies. No one. Say yes, I understand.
Yes, I understand.
Tell them I'm at St. Mary's off the Kennedy in the waiting room. Stay on the phone until I come out.
Okay. Right. St. Mary's off the Kennedy. Yeah. Johnny's okay?
Mickey, what are you doing here?
Violet, it's Gino and Johnny. They were in a car accident.
Oh, my God. Is everybody all right?
I think everything's okay.
All right, fine. They're at St. Mary's. Can you fucking believe this?
I can't fit them all in my car, so give me your keys.
Sure.
You drive my car, Louis.
Bye. Do me a favor. Go in my pants in the bathroom and get my keys, okay? Come on, let's go. Bye. Let's go!
Thanks, Pete.
Call me as soon as you get him, eh?
Leave your phone on the hook.
Now that's teamwork.
I should have let him kill you.
He would have done you too.
I knew I couldn't trust you.
Relax. I said I would let you live. And I will. Maybe. Let's go see if your dyke was dumb enough to lie. Go.
To Mickey with Caesar. All Caesar, he made me help him. You have to help me. Oh God, he's coming.
Mickey.
for Christ's sakes.
It's over, Caesar. He called Mickey. He's on his way. Get out of here, Caesar. If you want to live, you better start running.
All these years, Vianne, you still don't know me. But I know you.
Caesar, don't.
What are you going to do with that, Vi? Shoot me? Kill me in cold blood? I don't think so. If you were going to shoot me, Vi, you'd have done it a long time ago. If I were you, I'd have shot me the minute I brought the money back to the apartment. But you didn't. And I'll tell you why. You don't want to shoot me, Vi. Do you? Do you? I know you don't.
Caesar, you don't know shit.
Family doesn't want the police around. We want to take care of it ourselves, and we will. I'll find them. I swear I will.
I know you will.
You sure you're going to be okay? I mean, if you're having second thoughts, my office still stands.
Thanks, Mickey, but I have to get out. You know, I have to get away from all this. Thanks for everything.
Go.
I'm here, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought we might need a getaway car. You know what the difference is between you and me, Violet?
No.
Me neither.
She's never She knows just what to do and how to believe.